So this research is a collaboration between the University of Florida and the University of Missouri. And we're looking at the grape phylloxera and how it forms galls, particularly on leaves. So grape phylloxera is a worldwide pest of grapevines. Usually you can find sexual and asexual forms for the insect. These forms also differ in that you can feed from leaf galls or you can feed from root galls. The root galling phylloxera is probably more known because they affect the vinifera species, which are typically the wine producing grape varieties. But the leaf galls are formed predominantly on the American species or species that are more native to America or those that have been crossed with American species. So the host, and there are several other conditions that will determine whether they're sexual or asexual or whether they form leaf or root galls. So these are just images of the insects and galls at different stages of development. Typically the female will start to feed on the adaxial or upper surface of the leaf, and then the insect will then sink into the leaf, and usually the leaf will start to well over the insect within 24 hours. And you can see on the lower surface of the leaf where the galls are more predominant. And this is a cross-section of a mature gall, which shows the insect and female, which has already started laying eggs within the gall. So the gall is formed predominantly by the plant under the control of the insect. So usually if you remove the insect, it will halt gall development. So it's a mystery as to how the insect is able to control the plant tissue in the formation of the gall itself. And this, the gall organ itself has some structural and morphological similarities to fruits. They're both structures that provide and protect. They both have specific biochemistries. They're both strong things, and they have highly organized cell tissue types. You have vascular tissue that forms, and you have also tissue that provides nourishment to the insect itself. And both of these, they also form from meristem tissue. So if gall development and fruit and flower development has common elements, we should see this in the shared expression of genes as they originate and grow. So we are proposing the mechanism through which the insect forms the gall is through an ectopic manipulation of the floral and fruit developmental pathway. We are proposing that the insect itself is able to somehow use some kind of cue to upregulate genes that are involved in floral and fruit developmental pathways, and possibly through the use of hormones. So in order to gain an understanding of the underlying role that are the changes that the insect is initiating, we're proposing to use two aspects to try and understand what's going on. The first is through generating RNA sequencing data, and the second is through creating antisense constructs targeted to specific genes that are identified from the RNA-seq data that we've collected. The first step allows us to determine whether or not or how much of the flowering and fruiting pathway is involved in gall initiation and development. And then the second step would allow us to confirm whether specific genes that were identified from our RNA-seq data are actually involved in gall formation. And the idea is that by creating antisense constructs that will knock out these individual genes, the insect will not be able to form the gall, or gall formation will be limited in some way. So for our objective one, generating RNA sequencing data, we initially collected samples from gulls at four different stages of development. The first stage is when the insect initially starts feeding on the leaves and she just starts to sink within the leaf. The second stage, we have more development of the gall tissue, but the depressions are not as deep, so they're generally, typically found on older leaves. And then the third stage is where you have more of the formation of the gall itself, but it's not totally closed over the insect. And then the final stage is where you have the mature gall, where you have fully, the insect is already started laying eggs. So these are mature stages. The samples . So this is just an overview of the results that we have. The typical gene ontologies that have been found to be active in gall tissue at the various stages of development. The reproductive genes are the genes that we're more interested in, and you can see they started. You can see expression starting from stage 2, and eventually by the time you get to stage 4, there are the more prominently genes that are being expressed. We also have the developmental genes that start out, and they are also highly expressed. Also, epigenetic markers, which is important in the development of flowers. Sugars here is more representing sink strength or transport genes that are involved. And we also see some phenolic genes and some response genes to like bacteria. And this is one thing that is of interest because the thinking is that maybe the insect is using some kind of bacteria to control the plant itself in the formation of the gall. So this was not an unexpected observation, but it's something that we can look into to see what's going on there. Auxin is one of the hormones that was highly expressed. We didn't see so much for the other hormones, so we're thinking that this may be also be one of the hormones that are involved in the insect control of the plant. So when we compared samples that were collected from the four stages of the galls, and we then also compared RNA samples that were collected from leaf tissue, from floral tissue, and from bud tissue, we can see that the gall genes are shown to more cluster with the floral genes as a compared to leaf genes. So this is just indicating that whatever is going on in the gall itself is more related to flowers than they are to leaves. And when we look at specific genes that are being expressed, we did qRT-PCR expression, and we can see it confirms a lot of the data that we got from our RNA-seq. The genes that are being upregulated, and most of these genes here that are shown are transcription factors or genes that are involved in floral fruit development. Leafy is one of the early transcription factors that are upregulated in floral development. You can see its expression is significantly different from leaf tissue, particularly at stage 4 galls. We also have agamous, there's monopole or hanaba, there's shatterproof and erector. Most of these genes are floral developmental genes. So for our objective 2, we wanted to focus on these genes that we found that were shown to be changed in their expression in galls and generate antisense constructs to knock out these particular genes. We're utilizing antisense sequences, but we wanted to also select the antisense sequences that have inherent hairpin structures so that we can have an increase in the efficiency of not gene expression downregulation. So we utilized the IDT Oligo Analyzer online to see which sequences would generate inherent hairpin structures. And then these are sequences are then inserted into our in-house bidirectional dual promoter complex. this is generated, this vector was generated in our lab to, that allows us to clone in individual antisense sequence, whether from one gene or from several genes at a time, so we can test these genes over a short period of time. The sequence also allows us to express the antisense sequence at the same time as the GFP and MP2 marker, which allows for GFP visual selection and kanamycin selection. The constructs were introduced into a French-American hybrid, which is Sauval Blanc, which is considered to be highly susceptible to phylloxera. So this is an overview of the transformation process we utilize in our lab. Explants are generated from shoot tips, and we generate embryos. From there, the embryos are transformed with agrobacterium, and within a couple of days, you can see expression of the GFP in the embryos, and then these are then selected to continue the process of growth, callus initiation, and secondary embryo initiation. After a couple of weeks, we can incorporate those into our plant germination and plant development system. So we get plants within a couple of months. So these are just a couple images of some of the embryos that are generated from our antisense constructs. We visually select the ones that are expressing GFP, and then these are then selected for embryo germination and shoot development. And these are just some of the plants that we have that have germinated and are rooted out, and then these are some of the plants that are in our greenhouse currently. These are just for two of the antisense sequences that we initially selected, the leafy and Wuschel gene. And this is the stage that we're at right now. We still have we need to confirm that we have the gene that is downregulated, and we're going to be doing this by collecting RNA for qRT-PCR analysis. And then once we confirm that, we can inoculate the plants with the phylloxera and monitor gall development or gall formation. We hope that the results from this research would also help us to generate a spatial and temporal picture for gene expression during gall formation. At what stage of gall development, whether it's in the early stages that you have changes in this gene expression, and how does the gene expression change as the gall develops. And then we also want to, this could be useful in identifying traits that could possibly be used for breeding technologies. And then they also should be able to annotate the floral genes and how they are changing in the woody, the vitis plants. A lot of this information is available for Arabidopsis, but not so much for grape. So this also gives us the opportunity to characterize the actual floral genes that we've selected for down regulation. So just to acknowledge the work done from both labs at University of Florida and University of Missouri, and to thank our sponsors. Are there any questions?